Welcome to Healthcare Update. Today we have the first of two programs with Blue Ridge Regional Hospital President and Chief Nursing Officer Becky Carter. Well, Becky, welcome back. It's good to see you again and have you back on the radio. I hope you're well.
Thank you, Bruce. I'm doing great.
Well, good. You know, it's summertime, and it's just actually getting the time of the year when it's warmest, kind of the dog days. When folks are out in the sun, you need to be, and in the heat, you need to be kind of careful and take care of yourself, don't you? There's special needs.
Absolutely. Part of how our body cools itself is by sweating, and sweat is liquid. It's water. So as we sweat and we lose water, we actually put stress on our bodies. Our bodies are about 60% water. Mm-hmm. Every cell, every living cell is made up primarily of water, so it only makes sense that we have to have plenty of water on board in order to keep those cells functioning.
What happens when your body actually lacks proper hydration if you don't wind up getting enough water that you need?
It actually causes dysfunction on the cellular level. So
really?
If we are going to get really scientific, it really affects those mechanisms in each cell that produce energy and keep our bodies functioning. It can stress our ability to rid our bodies of waste products that come from burning energy. So you have a buildup of some byproducts that are not good for you. So it really is critical to how our body functions. It's not about just about how we feel, although you do feel poorly when you're dehydrated. It actually is about how the body does its work.
So first thought, when you think about hydration, it would be being thirsty. But actually, when you get into heat exhaustion and heat stroke, those are very serious things. How do you know you're heading that direction? You've gone too far.
Well, we are concerned about heat exhaustion at the point that we realize our heart's beating faster, we're sweating heavily, we're breathing faster, we're starting to feel less than ourselves, we're fatigued. If you stand up quickly, you may feel faint. It is that very uncomfortable feeling of being overheated.
So if you start feeling that way, what action should you take?
Well, a first step is to get out of the sun.
Mm-hmm.
Shade, at least, air-conditioned setting, or at least in a space with a fan, fairly quickly. You need to cool off. You also need to start to rehydrate. You want to be resting. Don't continue to exert yourself. Use some cool compresses, a moist cloth across the back of your neck, underarms. Those are places that you can use as sites to help cool your central body. But you need to quickly get additional fluids on board.
We know this is a problem, and we need to do that. What tips can we give folks to avoid dehydration, just to stop it from ever happening to start with?
The first thing that you can do is drink enough water each day to begin with. Our bodies actually function better if we're drinking at least 8 8-ounce glasses of water. And I recommend to people that you find a beverage container, either a bottle or a mug or a cup, and find out how many times you would need to fill that mug in a day in order to get in your 64 ounces of water. Start early in the day and try to get in more than half of it before 2 in the afternoon so that as the day goes on, you're not getting too close to bedtime as you're continuing to drink that fluid. So every day, get that much in. If you're planning to be outdoors, then in addition to the normal fluid intake, you need to get in 3 additional 8-ounce servings of water within the 2 hours before you go outside. Then, if it is hot, it's a stressful time of day, then you need to continue to drink at least 8 ounces of fluid every 20 minutes. So that's going to be 3 cups of water in an hour for every hour that you're outside. So it's best to go ahead and prepare it, have it ready, take it with you outside. Another thing you can do to be prepared is don't use the hottest time of the day. to do your work, if you need to get the mowing done, if you need to be out in the garden, go early in the day, well before noon, to get out before the heat of the sun, or in the evening after the sun has gotten past its height of the day.
We'll stop our conversation here and continue tomorrow with Blue Ridge Regional Hospital President and Chief Nursing Officer Becky Carter. We'll continue to talk about heat-related issues and how you can take care of yourself by making sure you stay hydrated. Becky, thank you for visiting with us today and again tomorrow. And thank you for listening to today's Healthcare Update.